Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a man having an interview for a job in a hotel. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning, Mr. Peters. Please come in and have a seat.
Thank you.
My name's Gloria McKell. I'm the personnel manager here. Now, before we start the job interview, I just need to get a couple of details from you.
Sure.
Now, first of all, I'd just like to confirm I have the correct details. Your name is George Peters, isn't it?
Yes.
And your contact phone number is 0438 637 935?
That's right.
The man's phone number is 0438 637 935. So 0438 637 935 has been written next to the example on the question paper. Now continue with questions 1 to 4.
We have vacancies for a couple of positions in our hotel at the moment. Which position are you interested in applying for?
Room service.
Room service, right. Now, I'd like to find out a little about your employment background. Have you worked in a hotel before, or have you been employed in any capacity in the hospitality industry?
I've never actually worked in a hotel, but I've been a waiter in a couple of different places.
Oh, good. I'm sure that experience will come in handy.
Also, at the moment, I'm doing a course.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm studying tourism management. I'm in the second year of a 3-year course.
That's good to hear. Oh, by the way, we have quite a few international guests staying here. Do you speak any foreign languages?
I did French at high school, and I'm studying Korean as part of my diploma course.
And how well do you speak those languages?
Well, I can have a simple conversation in French, but my Korean's still fairly basic, though I think it'd come in handy with room service.
Good.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
Well, I've asked you a number of questions. Now, I wonder if there's anything you'd like to know about the position or about the hotel.
Could you tell me what the duties are of doing room service? I mean, I've got a vague idea, but it'd be good to know exactly what it involves.
Yes, of course. In fact, your duties would not be limited to room service. There are a few extra things that are now part of the job you're applying for. For instance, the porter used to carry guests' bags to their rooms, but his position has been abolished and that would now be your responsibility. Unlike a waiter, you don't take their orders for food. The kitchen staff does that by phone.
Right.
If you're on afternoon shift, you also have to take the afternoon newspapers to the guests who've ordered them. But if you're on the morning shift, it's done by the concierge. You're qualified to serve alcohol, aren't you?
Yes.
Good, because on evening shifts you may have to serve in the hotel bar. What else? If a guest calls to say there's a problem with some of the equipment in the room, if it's something simple like one of the light bulbs is blown, then you replace it. But if it's something more complex, say if the TV isn't working, you leave that to the technical staff.
I see.
Oh no, sorry. There's been a change in that. In fact, now all electrical work has to be done by the technical staff. It's an occupational health and safety issue.
Better to be safe than sorry, I suppose.
Yes. You don't have to do any of the cleaning, though you do have to remove any dirty plates the guests have used in their rooms. The cleaners are the ones who make sure the fridges have the right amount of drinks and snacks in them. There are a few other duties, but basically room service plays an important role in maintaining guest satisfaction. And so a friendly attitude and efficiency are what's required.
Oh, that goes without saying. And could I ask about the pay and conditions?
Of course. The pay is $20 per hour and $25 per hour between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m, as well as on Sundays.
Right. And what's provided by the hotel? For instance, I suppose there's a uniform to wear.
Yes, the hotel provides the jacket and trousers. However, you'd be responsible for doing your own laundry.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What about transport? Like, if we finish a shift around midnight, does the hotel pay for taxi fares to get back home?
We used to do that, but now instead we allow staff to park for free on the premises. Can be very hard finding a parking space on the street around this area.
Yeah, I had trouble getting a spot when I came here today.
Yes, it's a busy area. I might just add that we pride ourselves on having a well-trained staff, so it's a good thing that you're doing your diploma.
Yes, it's been a very interesting course so far.
Good. Oh, one other thing, we also pay for medical insurance for all our employees as an extra incentive for working with us.
Oh, that's good.
And until recently, we provided one meal per shift as well, but that's been discontinued. Right. Well, I think that's all then. I'll give you a call later in the week and we can talk further.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.